Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It is appreciated by our small team here. Today's episode is the final installment of our Historical Theories three-part set. We hope you enjoy the content. Our next theory is a long-standing conspiracy that still is very lively today. One of the most famous conspiracy theories revolves around the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Many believe that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone and that there was a larger conspiracy involving elements of the government, the mafia, or other organizations. The assassination of President John F. Kennedy on November 22, 1963, in Dallas, Texas, has been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories since that fateful day. Kennedy was riding in a motorcade through Dealey Plaza when he was shot and killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, a former Marine and Marxist who was later apprehended and himself murdered 2 days later while in police custody by nightclub owner Jack Ruby. While the official investigation conducted by the Warren Commission concluded that Oswald acted alone in assassinating Kennedy, many skeptics have questioned this conclusion, giving rise to a plethora of alternative theories. Some of the most common elements and theories of the JFK assassination conspiracy are as follows. The presence of multiple shooters. One of the primary theories suggests that Oswald did not act alone and that there were additional shooters involved in the assassination. Some proponents of this theory point to eyewitness testimonies describing shots coming from different directions in Dealey Plaza and the trajectory of the bullets. Many conspiracy theories posit that elements within the US government, including intelligence agencies like the CIA or the FBI, were involved in the assassination. Motivations range from Kennedy's handling of Cold War policies such as Cuba and Vietnam to his efforts for civil rights and his desire to dismantle the Federal Reserve. Another theory suggests that organized crime groups, such as the Mafia, were involved in the assassination due to Kennedy's administration's efforts to crack down on organized crime. Proponents of this theory often point to Oswald's connections to individuals with ties to organized crime. Given Kennedy's involvement in the Bay of Pigs invasion and the Cuban Missile Crisis, some theories implicate anti-Castro Cuban exiles or Cuban government agents in the assassination. Many conspiracy theories argue that there was a cover-up to hide the true circumstances of the assassination and protect those involved. They point to discrepancies in evidence, witness testimony, and the conduct of the investigation as evidence of a cover-up. Over the years, numerous investigations, books, documentaries, and films have explored these various conspiracy theories. Despite the persistence of alternative explanations, the majority of historians and experts agree with the Warren Commission's conclusion that Oswald acted alone. However, the controversy surrounding the JFK assassination continues to fascinate and intrigue people around the world, making it one of the most enduring and debated events in American history. Pinpointing a single individual or group who started the JFK assassination conspiracy theory is challenging because it evolved from various sources and events surrounding the assassination itself. Almost immediately after President Kennedy was assassinated, there were doubts and suspicions about the official narrative presented by authorities. However, the conspiracy theories gained significant traction with the publication of books, articles, and documentaries that challenged the findings of the Warren Commission, the official investigation into the assassination. One of the earliest influential works that questioned the official version was Mark Lane's 1966 book, Rush to Judgment. Lane, a lawyer, presented arguments and evidence suggesting that there was a conspiracy to assassinate Kennedy and that Oswald was a scapegoat. His book sparked widespread interest in alternative explanations for the assassination and fueled skepticism about the Warren Commission's conclusions. Additionally, the investigations and reports by the House Select Committee on Assassinations, HSCA, in the late 1970s also contributed to the proliferation of conspiracy theories. The HSCA concluded that there was likely more than one gunman involved in the assassination, which further fueled speculation about a broader conspiracy. Furthermore, the rise of the internet and digital media in the late 20th and early 21st centuries facilitated the dissemination of conspiracy theories to a wider audience. Online forums, websites, and social media provided platforms for conspiracy theorists to share their ideas, exchange information, and recruit followers. Our next conspiracy will be familiar to almost everyone, and that is the mystery of Area 51 and alien technology. Area 51, a highly secretive military base in Nevada, has long been the subject of speculation and conspiracy theories. Some believe that the base houses crashed UFOs and that the government is reverse engineering alien technology. The Area 51 conspiracy theory centers around a highly secretive United States Air Force facility located in the Nevada desert known as Area 51. The facility has been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories, urban legends, and speculation, primarily due to its secretive nature and the lack of official information about its activities. Here are some key aspects of the Area 51 conspiracy theory. The existence of extraterrestrial technology. One of the most popular and enduring theories surrounding Area 51 is that it houses recovered extraterrestrial spacecraft or technology. Proponents of this theory believe that the US government has been studying and reverse engineering alien technology at the facility for decades. This belief is often fueled by purported eyewitness accounts of unidentified flying objects, UFOs, in the vicinity of Area 51, and alleged leaked documents suggesting government involvement in UFO research. Some conspiracy theories go even further, claiming that Area 51 is involved in the storage and examination of alien bodies recovered from crashed UFOs. Stories of alleged alien autopsies and encounters with extraterrestrial beings at the facility have circulated in popular culture and conspiracy circles for years, although there is no concrete evidence to support these claims. Many proponents of the Area 51 conspiracy theory argue that the US government is engaged in a massive cover-up to conceal the truth about the facility's activities and the existence of extraterrestrial life. They believe that the government has gone to great lengths to keep Area 51 shrouded in secrecy, including restricting access to the area, censoring information, and discrediting whistleblowers and eyewitnesses. While much of the speculation surrounding Area 51 focuses on extraterrestrial phenomena, some conspiracy theories suggest that the facility is involved in the development and testing of advanced military aircraft and technology. Area 51 is believed to be a hub for classified black projects conducted by government agencies such as the US Air Force and the Central Intelligence Agency. Despite the widespread fascination with Area 51 and the numerous conspiracy theories surrounding it, concrete evidence to support many of these claims is lacking. The US government has acknowledged the existence of Area 51 as a military testing and training range, but details about its activities remain classified. As a result, Area 51 continues to be a subject of intrigue and speculation in popular culture and conspiracy lore. Our final conspiracy is quite possibly the most intricate one to date. Spanning hundreds of years and seemingly connected to numerous other conspiracies, This is one conspiracy that continues to evolve. The Illuminati is purportedly a secret society that aims to establish a new world order through covert manipulation of global events. Conspiracy theories surrounding the Illuminati involve claims of their involvement in various historical events and control over world governments and financial institutions. The Illuminati conspiracy theory is a complex and wide-ranging belief system that alleges the existence of a secretive, powerful, and influential group known as the Illuminati, which purportedly seeks to establish a new world order or global totalitarian government. The origins of the Illuminati conspiracy theory can be traced back to the late 18th century, but it has evolved over time and has been adapted by various groups and individuals to fit different narratives. Here are some key aspects of the Illuminati conspiracy theory. The original Bavarian Illuminati was a real secret society founded by Adam Weishaupt in 1776. Weishaupt's Illuminati sought to promote Enlightenment ideals such as rationalism, secularism, and democracy. However, the group was disbanded by the Bavarian government in the late 18th century, leading to its suppression and eventual dissolution. According to conspiracy theorists, the modern Illuminati is a shadowy organization comprised of influential individuals from various sectors, including politics, finance, business, and entertainment. They allegedly control governments, international organizations, and global financial institutions, using their power and influence to manipulate world events for their own benefit. The Illuminati conspiracy theory often revolves around the interpretation of symbols and signs believed to be associated with the group. Conspiracy theorists point to various symbols, such as the all-seeing eye or the pyramid on the US dollar bill, as evidence of Illuminati influence in society. Central to the Illuminati conspiracy theory is the notion of a new world order, a totalitarian global government controlled by the Illuminati. Proponents of the theory claim that the Illuminati seeks to create a world government that would strip individuals of their freedoms and rights, leading to a dystopian future. The Illuminati conspiracy theory has been popularized in mainstream culture through books, films, music, and other media. Numerous celebrities and public figures have been accused of being members of the Illuminati, and their purported involvement is often cited as evidence of the group's influence in popular culture. Despite the widespread belief in the Illuminati conspiracy theory, there is little concrete evidence to support its claims. Most historians and researchers view the theory as a form of modern-day myth or urban legend, fueled by paranoia, mistrust of authority, and a desire to make sense of complex world events. This brings us to the end of our three-part series. We hope you have enjoyed the content, and we hope to see you again for our new topic next week.